in those days, we didn't have any of the electronic aids that we have today in our special care baby units. We don't have any ventilators, respirators, special infusion lines, monitors for the hearts and things like that. All we could do for our babies was just gently nurse them and nurture them until they matured. We had incubators, but that was all, with oxygen. We tube fed some of the babies, but you were only allowed to do this under supervision. So if you were on night duty and you weren't allowed to tube feed, it took you ages to feed these babies. We didn't have any disposable nappies in those days, so before each feed time, and each feed time was kept strictly to time, every 3 hours, we had to go round and change the baby's nappies, every one of them. And if the baby was in a cot, the cot would be adjusted so that the foot was lower, so that the baby was lying in a semi-upright position. Then to feed a baby, we weren't allowed to nurse them. We were taught that least handling was the best in those days. Today we don't. We think touch and cuddling is very, very important. But in those days, that's what we thought. The baby shouldn't have been born by then, so we felt it better to have the least handling. And so we had to don a gown and a mask and feed the babies whilst they were in the cot. We couldn't pick them up and cuddle them to feed them. And only when they reached a certain weight could we do so. And then when the baby was maybe 1 to 2 weeks before going home, the baby was taken from the nursery and nursed in a cooler room before discharge. Another thing of interest was when we were feeding these babies, they were fed on humanized breast milk. So that meant that any donated breast milk was heated to a very high temperature, cooled quickly, and stored in the fridge. And we only kept enough for one day. And these babies were fed with humanized breast milk. Today, it wouldn't be allowed because of the risk of HIV infection.